إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We want to pick up where we left off with in the importance of the dhikrullah, or the importance of the remembrance of Allah. And we had mentioned some of the ayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book showing the virtue and the importance of dua, or the importance of dhikr. And we want to take a look at today some of the hadith of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from that which has been authentically reported on him alayhi wa salatu wa salam, from the importance of the dhikrullah, or the virtues of dhikrullah. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يعقد الشيطان على قافية رأس أحدكم إذا هو نام ثلاث عقد، يضرب على مكان كل عقدة عليك ليل طويل فارقد، فإن استيقظ فذكر الله إن حلت عقدة، فإن توضأ إن حلت عقدة، فإن صلى إن حلت عقدة، فأصبح نشيطا طيب النفس، وإلا أصبح خبيث النفس كسلان. متفق عليه. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the shaitan ties three knots on the back of the head of one of you when he sleeps. And he places on each of those knots the statement, I want you to sleep, I want you to have a long night's sleep, so go to sleep. Or as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, he says, but when he wakes up, and when he wakes up, if he remembers Allah, then one of the knots is untied. And if he makes a wudu, then one of the knots is untied. And if he makes salah, then the last knot is untied. So he wakes up energetic with a good soul. Otherwise, he will wake up with an evil, wicked soul and lazy. This is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. عن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر ربه مثل الحي والميت. متفق عليه. وهذا لفظ البخاري. ولفظ مسلم عن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال مثل البيت الذي يذكر الله فيه والبيت الذي لا يذكر الله فيه مثل الحي والميت. أبو موسى رضي الله عنه, he said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, the example of the one who remembers his Lord and the one who does not remember his Lord is like the example of the living and the dead. And this is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, and this is the narration of Al-Bukhari. and the narration of Muslim on the authority of Abu Musa radiallahu anhu on the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he said, the example of the house that does not mention Allah, or that Allah is not mentioned in it, and the example of the house of which Allah is mentioned in it, and the house that Allah is not mentioned in it, is like the example of the living and the dead. And this is the narration of Imam Muslim. عن أبي هريرة وأبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنهما أنهما شهدا على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال لا يقعد قوم يذكرون الله عز وجل إلا حفتهم الملائكة وغشيتهم الرحمة ونزلت عليهم السكينة وذكرهم الله في من عنده أخرجه مسلم. أبو هريرة وأبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنهما, they both bear witness that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that a people will never remember Allah عز وجل except that the angels will encompass them, and the mercy will cover them, and the sakina, or the peace and tranquility, will descend upon them, and Allah would mention them with those who are with Him, meaning in the circles of the angels. And this is collected by Imam Muslim. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه كان رسول الله صلى الله قال عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسير في طريق مكة فمر على جبل يقال له جمدان فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم سيروا هذا جمدان سبق المفردون قالوا وما المفردون يا رسول الله قال الذاكرون الله كثيرا والذاكرات أخرجه مسلم. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was traveling on the path to Mecca when he passed by a mountain that was called Jumdan. He said, continue or move on or keep traveling. This is Jumdan. Al-Mufarridun have proceeded. They said, and who are the Mufarridun, O Messenger of Allah? He said, the men and the women who remember Allah often. Al-Mufarridun, this is collected by Imam Muslim. Some of the ulama, they explained that Al-Mufarridun, that the origin of this word is those that who remain by themselves saved after those who were with them were destroyed. So it's like those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are saved and they are by themselves with those who are saved, as opposed to those who do not remember Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى الغداة في جماعة ثم قعد يذكر الله حتى تطلع الشمس ثم صلى ركعتين كانت له كأجر حجة وعمرة قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تامة 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 أخرجه الترمذي وحسنه هو والألباني رحمهما الله. أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that whoever makes Salatul Fajr in Jama'ah and then he sits there remembering Allah until the sun rises, then he performs 2 raka'ah, it will be for him like the reward of Hajj and Umrah. He said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said completely, 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 or exactly, exactly, exactly. This is collected by At-Tirmidhi, and he says that it's authentic, and also Al-Albani rahimahumullah. And this hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he shows for those from amongst us who have not earned that which it takes to perform the Hajj and the Umrah for Allah's sake. May Allah make it easy upon us. that he can take the opportunity of making Salatul Fajr in Jama'ah and then remembering Allah till the sun rises and then performing 2 raka'ahs so that he can get the reward just like the one who performs the Hajj and the Umrah as we see here on the tongue of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ألا إن الدنيا ملعونة ملعون ما فيها إلا ذكر الله وما والاه وعالم أو متعلم أخرجه الترمذي وابن ماجه وحسنه الترمذي والألباني رحمهم الله. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, is not the world cursed and everything in it is cursed? Or is not this dunya cursed and everything in this dunya is cursed except the dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah? And what is like that? As some of the ulama say that this refers to obedience to Allah by doing what He commands and staying away from what He prohibits, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Or the alim, or the scholar, or the student of knowledge. Or and the scholar and the student of knowledge. This is collected by At-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, and At-Tirmidhi and Al-Albani said that it's Hasan. An Abdullah ibn Busrin radiallahu anhu qala, إن رجلا قال يا رسول الله إن شرائع الإسلام قد كثرت علي فاخبرني بشيء أتشبث به فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله أخرجه الترمذي وابن ماجه وحسنه الترمذي وصححه الألباني رحمهم الله. Abdullah ibn Busr radiallahu anhu, he said that a man said, O Messenger of Allah, indeed the shara'i or the verdicts or the obligations or the things from al-Islam are too much for me. So inform me of something that I can cling to or hold on to. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, your tongue should stay wet with the remembrance of Allah. This is collected by At-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, and At-Tirmidhi said that it was Hasan, and Al-Bani said that it was Sahih, rahimuhumullah. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqulu Allah ta'ala ana 'inda dhanni 'abdi bi wa ana ma'ahu idha dhakarani فإن ذكرني في نفسه ذكرته في نفسي وإن ذكرني في ملأ ذكرته في ملأ خير منه منهم ذكرته في ملأ خير منهم وإن تقرب إلي بشبر تقربت إليه ذراعا وإن تقرب إلي ذراعا تقربت إليه باعا وَإِنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُهُ حَرْوَلَةً مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah ta'ala said, and this shows that this is a hadith al-Qudsi, where Allah ta'ala said, I am with what my servant thinks of me, meaning I will deal with my servant as my servant thinks that I will deal with him, or as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam intends by his statement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues as he says, I am with him when he remembers me, means when he makes dhikrullah. And if he remembers me in himself, I remember him by myself. And if he remembers me in a gathering, then I remember him in a gathering better than those. Meaning better than the people who remembered him in that gathering. Meaning in the gathering of the angels. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Allah ta'ala says, so if he draws nearer to me by an handspan, then I will draw nearer to him by a dhira'. And a dhira' is the distance from your elbow here to the top of your finger. and the handspan is from this thumb to the end of the finger. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just showing that if you come to Him a little, He would come to you more. Whereas the ulama explained that if you draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with obedience and with the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and desiring His reward, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower more of His mercy on you and forgive you and accept from you your worship and your obedience, or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends by His statement. And if He comes closer to me by a dhira', I will come to Him by an arm span, meaning the two arms outstretched. And if He comes to me walking, I will come to Him trotting. And this is collected authentically by al-Bukhari and Muslim. And here we see in this hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's more forgiving and merciful to us than what we do. And this is an encouragement to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عن مصعب بن سعد رحمه الله قال حدثني أبي رضي الله عنه قال كنا عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أيعجز أحدكم أن يكسب كل يوم 1,000 حسنة فسأله سائل من جلسائه كيف يكسب أحدنا 1,000 حسنة فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم يسبح 100 تسبيحة يكتب له 1,000 حسنة ويحط عنه 1,000 خطيئة أخرجه مسلم. مصعب بن سعد رحمه الله, he says that it was narrated to me by my father رضي الله عنه, who said that we were with the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he said, does any one of you feel incapable that he cannot earn 1,000 good deeds a day? So one of the people sitting with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam questioned him, and how can one of us earn 1,000 good deeds? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, say Subhanallah 100 times, and it will be written for you 1,000 good deeds. And it will be wiped away from you 1,000 bad deeds. And this is collected by Imam Muslim. And these hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they encourage us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد عن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أدلك على كلمة من كنوز الجنة أو قال كنز على كنز من كنوز الجنة قلت بلى قال لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله متفق عليه. أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said to me, should I not show you a word from the treasures of Jannah? Or he said, a treasure from the treasures of Jannah? I said, of course. He said, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. This is collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim. Meaning this statement, لا إله إلا الله, or this ذكر الله, or this way to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by this statement, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, it can get you to Jannah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم متفق عليه. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he narrates on the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, there are two words that are two phrases that are light on the tongue. These two phrases are weighty in the scales. These two phrases are beloved to Ar-Rahman. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. And this is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير في يوم مئة مرة في يوم مئة مرة كانت له عدل عشر رقاب وكتب له مئة حسنة ومحيت عنه مئة سيئة وكانت له حرزا من الشيطان يومه ذلك حتى يمسئ ولم يأتي أحد بأفضل مما جاء إلا رجل عمل أكثر منه متفق عليه. Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, whoever says لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير, 100 times a day, it's like setting 10 slaves free and earning 100 good deeds and having 100 bad deeds wiped away, and it will be a protection or a shield for him against the shaitan for that day of his until the night time comes. And no one can do better than this except for the one who does more than that. And this is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. And these are some of the hadith that have been authentically reported on the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing the importance of dhikrullah and the virtues of dhikrullah. And of course, there's many more hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this topic. So I advise myself and the brothers and the sisters to stay close to the books of the people of knowledge written around this subject of al-adhkar and dua, or the remembrance of Allah and making dua, so that you might know the importance of making dua and the virtues for saying it. And as we have begun today, and we ended with the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, showing us that the dhikrullah, it protects us and saves us from the shaitan. And also we see that as we talk often about many things, oftentimes that which does not benefit us, let's use our tongues to remember Allah in a way that would benefit us. This is what I wanted to say, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for jannah. Allahumma jirna minan nar. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Allahumma kama hassanta khalqana fa ahsin akhlaqana. Oh Allah, as you have perfected our creation, then make beautiful our character. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-huda wa-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. Oh Allah, we ask you for guidance and for taqwa and for wealth. Oh Allah, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Our Lord, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and save us from the fire. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. الحمد لله.